as you are aware, the civil armies have been in the theater of war and the fight against terrorism and insurgency in the Northeast. For the past 1 week, he was there. And Saturday, we were traveling from Maiduguri up to Tikwa and Gamborongala to, you know, encourage our troops and for the civil army staff to see things for himself. Unfortunately, in between Mafa and Tikwa, the remnants of Boko Haram terrorists laid an ambush on the first column, I might say, of the entourage of the civil army staff, in which there was a change of fire, and 10 terrorists were killed, 5 were captured, and unfortunately, we lost a soldier, and 4 of our soldiers were equally wounded. But the situation is under control because we continue up to Longomani, where our troops are stationed, where they are refitting.
Colonel Osman, if this is your military chief and Boko Haram can launch an ambush, is this an embarrassment?
Let me tell you, the way you people are interpreting the story, it is not exactly the way it is. It's no question of embarrassment or anything. The chief of army staff has always been in the field, and it is not just him, all the services chiefs. These are the kind of things we face on a daily basis, and they are not even aware the chief of army staff was part of the convoy. It's a normal thing whenever they see military, you know, they make an attempt. But unfortunately, they paid, fortunately for us, and unfortunately for them, they paid dearly for it.
So tell me the progress you are making since the Buhari administration took over. It seems to me there has been an uptick in the number of attacks by Boko Haram.
What I want you to understand is that we have been making tremendous and steady progress in the fight against terrorism and insurgency in the country. And our troops have been closing up with the enemy to the extent that we want to isolate them into Sambisa Forest only.
This joint, the multinational joint task force, you're supposed to get additional help, 8,700 strong forces. When is this force going to come into effect?
The multinational joint task force have come on board since the beginning of this month. And, of course, they have started working earnestly to ensure that the terrorists may not have a breathing space and destroy all their known camps so that we have peace and stability in this country and, of course, the sovereignty itself.